Tara. Beautiful piece from Vibes and marimba player Bobby Hutcherson, who sadly passed away just recently. Shocked us all, actually. He was 75 years old, I think he was, which to many is way too young to pass, and we've lost way too many great musicians. We're here to talk about Bobby Hutcherson, and his tribute event, which happens next Thursday in London, is our very own Don of the Vibes and marimba, and that's Orfie Robinson. Welcome to The Blueprint, Orfie.
Hi there.
Good to have you back.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
Regular
again.
Correspondent. Yes. Now, was it Bobby Hutcherson who made you want to play the vibes? Because that's your leading instrument these days. Was it him?
He was one of a couple. Roy Ayers was the first. And that led to more jazzier players like Milt Jackson, Lionel Hampton. And then on to Bobby Hutcherson, who I was introduced to by a friend's mother, who showed me an album, said, you're going to play like him, you can play like him, sort of thing.
Can you remember which album it was?
It was Linger Lane, and it had the theme from MASH, the television series, on. And that kind of resonated with me because at the time, you know, going through sort of, I suppose, just learning the instruments, it was more about learning material and songs and repertoire rather than as much learning about people's different styles. It wasn't until in the 80s, doing people like Courtney Pine and Andy Shepherd and various other, and the Jazz Warriors, that this name kept on coming up, Bobby Hutcherson, Bobby Hutcherson.
Yeah, when you look back through classic, say, Blue Note recordings, he was a name that popped up such a lot. And then, obviously, after the Blue Note days, he went through all sorts of labels and countless albums after albums, sometimes revisiting old material. What makes it so special? What makes him so special, I should say, as a vibes player, that, you know, he what did he bring to the fore for everyone?
Well, he brought some incredible technical things and harmonic sort of patterns and things, various different things that he would do that in the hands of somebody not as skilled would just not work. So he brought that. He swung always. There was never a time when he just wasn't hitting that sweet spot. And it was very sort of personal way of playing as well. There's an album called Solo Quartet, which is amazing. The A side is him layering different instruments one on top of the other, lots of percussion, all sorts of things. That is phenomenal, incredible. And then the other side is playing with a straight band, a quartet. And I think for me at that time, because, you know, you'd be at home and you'd be working with your little Porter studio and all that, and, you know, adding things, putting things and building different things, that resonated with me more than, say, just sort of going straight into, say, a Gary Burton or something, which was a whole other technical area. I think also Bobby was the first that was doing the four sticks. And that sort of got me as well. But however, just by the skills that he had could use two and it sounded like four. I mean, it was amazing.
Yeah. And young players look up to you, I know, and I know you look up to the likes of Bobby Hutcherson and Roy Ayers and Lionel and all those great players. You actually were introduced to him by a mother of a friend by an album, but you actually got to meet your hero as well.
That's right, yes. I met him twice, once in London. He was playing at a club called The Rhythmic in Islington, and once at, I think it was, the North Sea Jazz Festival. And we had really good conversation. He was very, very, because he'd seen me play, so he was very complimentary.
Did he have any advice in there?
It was just to keep on that road and just keep going, you know, because it's a hard road to travel, sort of thing. I mean, I'd had a conversation, fortunately, with another great musician, which is Milt Jackson. I'd seen him twice, and the second time he was struggling with his bags, and he kind of looked at him and said, "And you want to be a jazz musician, huh?" You know, so there was that. In general, I think, you know, most of the vibraphone players, like Roy Ayers, who was really a real mentor. I had collected everything that he'd ever breathed on, and learned, lots of his music. And then when I actually was able to meet him and speak with him, it was a great moment for me as well that he'd even heard of me. He was singing one of my pieces to me.
And I found
that a bit weird.
That is weird. That's
although something. His opening thing was, "You're that guy, Oprah." I said, no, I haven't got that type of money, and it's different.
Oprah Robinson.
Oprah Robinson.
Must have been nice to appear in the downbeat list of top Vibes players alongside your heroes there. I think Gary Burton was at the top, but not far down the list. Orphy Robinson, that's quite a good look, isn't it?
Yes, I must admit, it was a bit of a shock. Although apparently I've been in a few times, but I've never actually realised I was there. So that's been, you know, I'm normally looking in the talent, was it deserving wider recognition? But I had somehow skipped that and was in the main categories. As well as, I think the only other English player that was in any of those was Django Bates as well. So, yeah, that's been nice to be, you know, amongst that sort of, you know, level of musicianship on the instrument.
My favourite piece of Bobby Hutcherson's composition for his child, Little Bee's Poem, is that in the repertoire?
Oh, it's lovely.
Tell us about the catalogue of music you're going to be putting into your tribute show, and also where it is and who's involved.
Yeah, I brought on board fantastic musicians who I know can interpret things like, you know, Little Bee's Poem, Roland Sutherland on flute. I knew that Bobby had done some albums where there were people like what's his name? Laws, Hubert Laws, and also, you know, James Newton. Roland will take that sort of role. Then I've got Tony Kofi on board because I'd looked at a few of the Jackie McLean sort of things as well. And we're also going to do the Hat and Beard and Gazzaloni from, you know, Out to Lunch as well.
Eric Dolphy.
Yeah, the Dolphy. Yeah. So, you know,
oh, I thought. In the abstract too. I like
oh,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're going right from the beginning all the way through with various different staging posts. So there's Robert Mitchell there on piano and Dudley Phillips on bass. So great rhythm section. Also with Moses Boyd, got a bit of the young blood in there, okay, to give us a little kick.
Of Binker and Moses.
Yes, yeah.
And what's the venue, Wolfie?
It's the Church of Sound in Clapton. It's a lovely space. I'd never been there before, but I did some filming there a couple of weeks ago and was really knocked out by that space.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. A lot of people clambering, and the tickets are just about still available.
Yeah, there's still some available. I had an interesting conversation yesterday with someone and then spoke with Lex, who is the promoter. And yeah, the tickets are flying out. And it just seems to have kind of got the imagination of quite a few, you know, people who I wouldn't normally think would come to a gig like this. So that's great.
And you've done this sort of thing before. I think you were telling me before in Bournemouth.
Yes, that's
ago.
Right.
So you've already kind of half rehearsed the whole thing and...
Yeah, I was invited down by a fantastic trumpet player, Andy Isham, to play with his band, Sound of Blue Note, they're called, down in Bournemouth. And that was a fantastic experience because they really went for that whole Bobby Hutcherson catalogue, some lovely music. I've now trawled through and added lots of different other, you know, pieces as well. So, you know, with on board the, you know, the people like Byron Wallen and Nubia Garcia, hopefully those flavours will come out, you know, with a bit of Latin, bit of jazz, the abstract. We're going to go right through that.
Details at jazzfm.com. Don't miss that. Orphy Robinson and an all-star band paying tribute to the great Bobby Hutcherson in London Thursday night. We've played Montara. That's a joint favourite of mine with you, Orphy. We're going to finish up with Knuckle Bean. Oh, yes. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank you very much for inviting us.
Knucklebean from Bobby Hutcherson from the album The Same Name. And details on Orphy's event, if you missed any of that, are at jazzfm.com.